This is an advertisement from BetterHelp Therapy Online.
It's Charlene and Ellie here from the Home or Drink podcast, and sometimes we tend to compare our lives to others.
I know social media definitely does that for me. You also hear the phrase, comparison is the thief of joy, and it is so true. Therapy can help you focus on what you want instead of what others have, so you can start living your best life.
I don't know how many times I've said therapy on this podcast.
Yes.
I literally, every dilemma comes in. There's nothing that you can't go to therapy for. Like, it just can help every problem you have.
There's no specific one thing that you have to go for.
Yeah, and I think people think you only have to go for like these huge dramatic things in your life, but it can be just comparing yourself online. True. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a registered therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
With over 1,000 therapists in the UK already, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise in mental health. Our listeners can get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/HMD. That's betterhelp.com/HMD. Go loud.
Well, I don't think hot girl should necessarily mean that you're single and being crazy.
No.
You can physically be hot, feel hot in yourself.
But you can also be crazy if you want.
Yeah, absolutely. You're entitled to that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I'd be that confident to do it.
I think when you go though, I don't want people to be looking like, no one will ever think about,
no,
she looks really skinny on the holiday. Yeah, think like, we had so much fun on the holiday.
Like, think of how you look back at pictures of you when you were like in your early 20s or teens or whatever, and you're like, oh my God, I look gorgeous. You're going to look back at how you are now and feel like that. It's just in the moment you don't.
Welcome to Home or Drink with Charlene and Ellie. Our podcast is like a group chat between your best friends. Girls batch them on a night out where you spill all the gossip, your dilemmas, your everything actually.
Overshare the life. Yeah,
overshare everything. And that is exactly what we do here. If you're a return listener, welcome. And if you're new, welcome back. We have episodes every Wednesday, but you can obviously listen whenever you want.
Yeah.
So whenever suits you. We come out every... I keep saying we come out. Our episodes come out every Wednesday. And our bonus episodes come out on Monday. And they're called Home I Drink Extra Juice. They're a little bit more spicy. Sometimes. Mm. They're not always that spicy.
Not always.
But it's just more...
an extra bit of us if you want it.
Just a little nugget. On this week's episode, we are talking about Hot Girl Summer. Our own experiences. How we're doing a Hot Girl Summer this year. And sharing our tips and tricks to being the hottest girl this summer. Including what you need to pack. And all the holiday extras that you don't think of.
That was really good of you.
That give you the little... yeah.
Like very good list.
Little, yeah. Like, that's... because I forget things like that. It just gives you a little... pep in your step. And we also have an update on a dilemma that was sent to us in July 2022.
I can't believe that.
That is, and she's still here.
Aww.
We love you.
Anyway,
if you're listening, we answered your dilemma or read your dilemma out. And we help with a dilemma about whether to stay in touch or do no contact with a good terms breakup. We also talked about Depop for a while.
Yeah.
And a few other bits, Miami. And for Phone a Friend, we also gave advice to a listener about a friend who has distanced herself after getting into a relationship. Should she drift away or should she say something? We see in the episodes. Enjoy. I feel like I'd prefer the long episodes.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like if I was, no, to be a listener, like, because I like to have something in my ear playing all the time.
All the time.
But you could just press one of them and then it goes into the next one.
Yeah, you just... go straight onto the Home I Drink.
Put us on loop.
Yeah, and it'll just play the whole way. Just start at the start. Why not?
Yeah, true.
I wonder how long that would actually take you if you did start at the start.
Hours of brain rot.
If you're watching us, actually, me and Shara are dressed the same. Well, we always end up wearing something.
Really weird.
I don't know what it... well, I had this on me since this morning.
Oh, you did? Maybe I subconsciously...
maybe you did.
We had a radio interview this morning and Eddie was in that outfit, but I was in... I was wearing jeans that had a big stain on them. So I got changed. But yeah, maybe it was in my subconscious.
You saw the leopard in
your
head. Yeah,
it was just ding.
Mm. But we do that sometimes. Like we'd come with the same like...
colours.
Or like, yeah, something.
Or there was one outfit, it was exact same.
Was it?
Yeah. It was like a little tracksuit set or something.
Or just twins.
I got these off Depop.
I was going to say, they're bloody gorgeous.
Do you like Depop?
Nope.
I had a bit of a Depop scandal.
What?
Well, it wasn't actually going through a scandal. I'm very dramatic, but like, I sold something on Depop.
Yeah.
To someone, it was in America, but like,
America.
She asked me had I got the dress taken up. She's like, oh, it's just after coming, but it's a bit shorter than it is listed on the website. And I was like, no. I was like, I literally sent you a picture of it on me. It was too, I should have got taken up. It was too long on me.
Yeah.
But I was like, no, like definitely not. And it wasn't, it was hand washed, so it wasn't, it wouldn't have been shrunk. Like,
yeah.
And then she was like, okay, that's fine. And then she opened a case up against me on PayPal being like, dress not as described. I was like, what? I fully didn't, like, nothing's done to it. You can tell by the seam, like, nothing's touched. I was like, why would I lie? Like, if anything, it would make it sell quicker because a lot of people are smaller than, models will be on a website to make them long. And then I was like, hey, girl, like, is everything
okay? Hey, girl.
Hey, girl. Like, is everything okay? Like, and she was like, yeah, well, then she got real snotty with me. I was like, it's not the length. You should declare that next time. I was like, as I've already declared previously.
The dress hasn't been touched.
I did not touch the dress. And I would be honest. And if I wasn't honest, then I wouldn't have 155 star reviews.
Yeah.
On Depop. And that was it then. She was like, thanks. And just ended the PayPal.
So she got rid of the dispute.
Weird.
What? Like, beat her.
Don't call me a liar.
Like, what?
Shimapel, big fat liar, apparently.
What the fuck? No, that's weird.
Isn't it? Depop people take things too seriously.
Well, I wondered if she try and do. I love actually seeing those things on. Is there like a meme?
Oh my God, I love it on TikTok. When they're going through like what people say on Depop, like, would you take £1?
I used to love it years and years ago. Yeah. It'd be great for getting rid of things now, but I think the price you sell things for now and then the price of postage now, sometimes it's just not even worth it.
Yeah, and then Depop take a big chunk.
What do they take? 10% of it?
Yeah.
Because it goes through paper.
Yeah.
Postage is €6 and then within Ireland.
And then you have people texting you being like, do you want to swap? And you go onto their page and it's like a grey, like used to be pink, grey Abercrombie hoodie from 10 years ago.
No, absolutely not.
No, I do not want your smelly, smelly hoodie.
Keep it.
Honestly.
No, I just can't be dealing with it.
And it could be like the most nice dress and like swap for this hoodie. No.
No. I think if I saw the value in it, I'd do it more, but I'm just like,
it's just a long time. And then you have people down your throat.
Nah.
I feel bad for calling someone's fake hoodie smelly that I don't even.
You didn't see a hoodie, but no, you just made that up in your
head. I made it up in my head, but yeah, I can just imagine. Can't you imagine the smell of it?
Yeah, I can see the page.
A 10-year-old hoodie.
No, thank you. I don't want to. I think swapping is weird as well. Is it weird? I wouldn't swap.
No, I definitely would get scammed.
Absolutely. I'd send it off and I'd never get something back.
Do you know what? I always, my dream was when I was younger to do a YouTube swap. Do you remember them?
Yeah.
And you send them a big box of like, and you do it with America. So you get all like, that was when you couldn't get stuff like
what
that
was
over
it?
Here.
You pick a price and just buy a load
of
stuff.
I definitely would have got scammed as hell.
Yeah, I would not have.
What if they just don't ship it? Like,
you just out of pocket then?
Yeah. Sorry, speaking of stuff.
Speaking of
things, I done a giveaway on my stories. I do it like a little bit on Instagram, just like a little mini giveaway for 24 hours. And I sent it off to her Happy Days grand.
Oh my God, yeah.
And she texts me and she's like, hey, thanks so much, I got the package, but did you mean to send this? And like instantly stuff came to my mind. I was like, fuck, like what
did I send her?
Like, I don't know. I just thought of like the worst thing possible. She sent me a picture of a kitchen spoon from my drawer. I was like, girl, how did you get that? Like, were you in my house? Yeah, I don't know how it happened.
I'd say it was on the table or something where you had all the products and you just...
No, because I bubble wrapped the products in bubble wrap all together. So I don't know how the spoon also joined the party.
Well, she got a spoon anyway.
She got a spoon.
I used to always throw my spoons away in the spoon. Yeah, imagine
it was the first thing I thought.
But I used to always throw my spoons away. Do you know if your mum gives you a spoon of yogurt? Or I'm not bringing that spoon home. Yeah.
Days later, if you find the spoon, it's a little moldy.
That's getting yeeted in the bin.
I found, remember for the Ordee show we done?
Yeah.
The lunchbox I brought with my eggs in it.
No.
I brought like a lunchbox with boiled eggs.
Yeah.
I found it in the back of my car.
With the eggs in it?
No. There must have been a little bit of something because it was moldy as well.
It had hair going on.
It had black hair.
Was it floofy?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah,
no.
No, that is septic. I actually would have caught.
How long was that in your hair for?
Glandular fever. 2 months. nearly 3, actually.
Oh, God. Yeah. Is your hair clear?
No.
No?
No, guys, my hair...
Your car is like your walk-in wardrobe.
I've decided I'm really in a mood to just get rid of everything though. I just want, because I walk into my wardrobe, I do have a lot of clothes. But I'm like, I never have any outfits. When I want an outfit, I have to buy something else. And what's the fucking point of having that shit in my wardrobe? I had a girl, Amy, come into my house before and my room has never been better in my life. And I'm going to get her back to do it again.
But what does she do? Say, like,
she just said, Charlene, what the fuck?
Is she like cutthroat with you? Cutthroat. Like,
she said, and she has like a theory, because she like takes all the stuff out of the wardrobe, puts it on the bed, and you go through it like that.
Right.
Whereas when I do clear it, I'm like,
move things.
I'm like, oh, no, just back in. Like, it's easier to keep things, but okay. I just want to get rid of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need a big downsize.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know how we got into this topic, but you weren't here last week.
Wasn't here last week. Dano took my place and
you looked very different, I must say.
I looked really different.
Beard. Bearded lady.
He can replace me anytime.
Oh,
very funny.
I had to really convince him.
I knew you did.
Yeah.
He's not an easy man to get on this podcast.
No, but imagine me by myself. Again, I couldn't talk to myself for an hour.
No, it was very, the bits I've seen so far.
Yeah.
Very funny.
Yeah, he's in his golf top and all.
As soon as I seen him sitting there, I was like, he's wearing his golf clothes?
Because he was gone straight afterwards.
He's fully golfed out now lately, isn't he? Where did this come from?
He's like, today, oh, get me on that green.
Shut up. No, you didn't.
Get on the pitch. Not the pitch.
One time,
shut up, you're a footballer.
Shut up.
Stop. Make money.
Oh, God. What? When did this happen?
I don't know. Just since he's back. Well, he always liked it the odd time. When else he's back for summer, he's loving it. But all his friends love it as well, so they all encourage each other.
So they're all going out playing it while he's home?
Yeah.
For hours?
Hours on end. Hours of fun.
Boring.
Love it.
Couldn't think about them worse.
Love. Oh, no. But anyway, tell me about Miami and New York.
Oh,
I feel like you were gone for really too long.
So do I. I feel like I was gone for 10 days, but it felt like way longer.
I think it was the days you left on, though. It felt like you were there for more weeks. Do you get me?
And yeah, I left on a Wednesday and came back the following Monday morning.
Yeah, that's why it felt like about 3 weeks.
Was it? Yeah.
But it felt like it.
Such a ball. So I was in Miami before years ago. And I just got like not bad taste of it, but I was only there for 24 hours and it was with my boyfriend at the time. And I was just like, oh.
No.
So when the girls were like, we're going to Miami, I was like, yeah.
Welcome to Miami.
But it was so much fun. We didn't go out once that night.
You went home the second night, wasn't it?
But we went out with the intentions of saying, I don't want to go to a club, I'm not arsed.
Yeah.
Like, we even wanted to go to one or two of them the big ones. I think one of them was open 24 hours or something.
Space or time?
Is
or
it?
Time or,
no. One was called 11 or something.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, but...
See Alex Earl?
No. Yeah.
You seen her?
Oh, no.
Oh.
Sorry, I thought you said, is that the Alex Club or something? I've seen a big poster of her driving into Miami. That was a big, huge billboard of her.
For what? What was it? Joe and the Juice? No.
You know the brand.
K18?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, big K18 poster of her. So cool. And we convinced ourselves that we knew where her apartment was.
Why, from the view?
From the view.
Yeah.
From...
I think she's mad putting that view up. That gives me anxiety.
I know, yeah.
She is way too famous to be telling people where she lives.
She also put up a story of like... So we stayed in Brickell, which is like...
Oh, yeah.
Not the touristy kind of place. And
it's kind of a cool area, isn't it? Like,
I think it's more kind of people actually live there, maybe.
Yeah.
But she put up a story about, I think she got some sort of beauty treatment done or something. She was like in the Brickell area and I was like, she definitely lives there.
Definitely.
So we convinced ourselves that the hotel or the apartment across from us was hers and we just kept saying, oh, there she is. But we had a ball. So we did Miami from Thursday to Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And then flew back to New York and did New York Tuesday to Sunday, I think.
And you
missed our flight. We missed our flight purely, mainly because of me. And I felt really, really bad about it. Now, Zoe did tell me that, she was like, Ellie, it's not your fault. I reckon we would have missed it anyway.
Well, what did you do?
So I was so hungover that morning. I had a call that morning when we were leaving Miami. So the girls went out for breakfast and I stayed in the apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the time we got to the airport and all, I was absolutely leapin'.
Yeah.
So I was like, girls, I need to get something. I was like, what's in this airport? And Queen was like, it's shite. The only thing in it is the Chili's. And I was like, right, we're going to Chili's. Yeah. I was like, we're going to Chili's. I need to try it. Like, I need something to eat, but I also want to try it a little bit as well.
Yeah.
So I checked on my camera roll. We were in Chili's for 20 minutes, okay?
Okay.
20 minutes.
This is before security?
This is before security, right? Because there's nothing after security.
At all?
No. Miami airport's mad weird.
I'm sorry, airports in America are shit.
So weird. But, so this was before security. 20 minutes in Chili's. And then we went to go and walk to security. When I tell you, we're like walking from here to Grafton Street, the length of the queue. I've never seen a queue like in my life. You saw people walking by being like, what? Like, what is this?
Was they not all open on all the machines? Is that what it was?
There's fucking two machines or something. Two security lines. That's it. And like in Dublin Airport, I feel like...
It's a very good system in Dublin Airport, I must say.
Very good system. It's gone brilliant. You fly through the airport. But also, if you are running late, you know, it's the type of place where you can go up and be like, come here, my flight's about to leave. Do you mind if I go ahead of you?
Yeah.
In Miami, I knew that wasn't the case. If you said that to somebody... Well, sure, they're waiting on the same flight as you. Like, do you know what I mean? So we stood in this queue for, I don't even know how long. It was so long, but it was getting to the point where, like, people working there were looking at our boarding passes being like, yeah, you're not going to make that. You're not making that flight at all. So we got through security. I didn't even put my shoes on when I took them out of the tray. I just ran in my socks. Just ran.
The panic.
Yeah. But there was people around us on the same flight as us. So that's why I was like, okay, maybe it actually isn't my fault, because if there's so many other people around us.
Yeah.
We would have missed it anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
Got down to the gate and I'd say there was about between 15 and 20 people who didn't make the flight. But our fucking bags were on the flight. Which is also, like you were saying,
I don't know a hazard. How to do that.
Yeah. If I'm not on the flight, how are you taking my bags?
Yeah, because I've been on a plane before where the person has showed up and they've had to take it off.
Yeah.
And they've taken ages to find the bag and like...
Yeah. My mom said the same. She was an air hostess for Aer Lingus for years. And she was like, that is not, you shouldn't be allowed to do that.
No.
We flew with Spirit. I kept calling it Sprinter, actually. I don't know why.
Sprinter.
Yeah, I think that's why I was calling it that. And someone asked us, they were like standing behind us. Someone was like, oh, is this the security line for all the airlines? I was like, this for Sprinter. And he was looking at me like, what are you talking about? I was like, what's that, an airline? Anyway, yeah, about 20 of us missed the flight. So you had to go back down to Spirit to stand in a queue and talk to them and fucking la la la. You're getting nowhere. Like, they're not going to say it was anyone's fault. It was TSA's fault, security in Miami Airport. Like, they should have a way better system than that. You shouldn't have to arrive for an inbound flight, a 3-hour inbound flight. You shouldn't have to arrive to the airport 4 hours before it. Like, wow.
No.
So anyway, missed that.
Sorry.
And then we were standing in the queue for Spirit and we were just like, there's no point even talking to these people. Like, what are we going to get out of them? So we're like, we have to go and get a different flight home. Quiva ended up getting one on our phone. Me and Zoe missed the cut-off point to buy it on our phones. So me and Zoe had to go to all these desks. Quiva got on a different flight than us. She was like, bye guys, have to go, sorry. And we were like...
Did she have to go to see her again? Or
yeah,
not? Again?
Yeah. Now, I don't know, did she get let through easy? Because I said to her, I was like, but if you're going through again, tell them, I've already stood here once and missed a flight, I will not be standing in it again.
Yeah.
I think she heard someone say that already.
Same thing, yeah.
Me and Zoe standing in all these queues for different airlines trying to get tickets. We stood in one for about half an hour. I said, Zoe, go up and ask her, can you even buy tickets here? So she was like, sorry, like, are we even able to buy a ticket here? She was like, no, you can't actually buy tickets in the airport. I was like, we're literally wasting our time.
You can't buy tickets in the airport
for that specific airline.
Oh, okay.
Time was ticking. I was like, will we stay here the night? Will we just book a hotel near the airport? We fly home tomorrow. We were sitting on the ground charging our phones. My purse also was in the suitcase. So I had no card. I had no bank card.
Oh,
my Apple Pay it was a fucking disaster. Anyway, we found this lovely, lovely lady. I'm going to say her name was Sue, I think. Not that she's going to listen to this anyway. But she was with American Airlines and she was the loveliest lady in the entire world. She walked us through security, like, let us skip the queue. She's like, I'm so sorry.
Makes such a difference. Yeah. Nice.
She was like, I'm so sorry you've had such a bad experience. Like, I'll get you on this flight, don't worry. Like, oh, she restored my faith in the airlines.
Humanity.
Yeah. So we got home anyway from Miami. Yeah, and then we had a week in New York. And
was it really warm?
Boiling.
Yeah, I went in July before. It's hot.
Fuck, this is closest I've been to summer. I think we went in October, didn't we?
Yeah, which is like cold.
Yeah. Yeah, it was boiling in New York.
Yeah, it's hot.
Boiling. It was so hot and I had sandals with me the whole time. I was rocking around New York in sandals. Like, I brought them all from Miami.
Oh.
And then I just felt like a tit walking around New York in sandals.
No. You don't even wear socks and...
didn't get Raising Cane's.
Oh.
Didn't see the portal.
What?
Didn't go near Times Square. This is probably the first trip
I didn't do any touristy
things. Like,
Times Square is too
We didn't
bad.
Even go... Did we go Soho? I don't know. Spent a lot of time in the pub.
Yeah.
But it was a ball.
Yeah.
It was very good.
Good hangovers, bad hangovers.
Didn't get one.
When you're like, didn't get,
yeah. It's just, you have to just keep going.
You just don't.
There was one day now where I fell asleep in a bar while I was like.
Really?
Yeah.
Just against the headrest?
Yeah, I was just, I needed it.
Any lovely men in New York?
Loads of lovely men, like.
I don't know about American men.
Yeah, no.
I feel like, I don't know. They remind me of a film.
Yeah, if it was Morgan Wallen on another hand.
Oh, I love Morgan Wallen.
Oh.
Although, isn't he, like, cancelled?
I don't know, is he?
Yep. I don't know, I feel like he is.
Well, I can't stop listening to him.
I think he threw a chair off a balcony, but I don't think he...
For what?
I think he was really angry or something. I could be wrong.
Oh.
But I don't think it was aimed at anyone, so I'm like, that's not really...
Ah, leave him alone.
Yeah. We all drove yeah. chairs off balconies once again.
I'm trying to think, is there any goss around? Besides missing the fly.
What's a Miami pool party like?
The PP? It was 35 degrees that day. 35
degrees. Like, compared to like Ocean Beach, what is?
Sweatbox. Not as glam.
Really?
No, not as glam at all. What? Like, we were on this list.
Like, were you probably more the most dressed up people there?
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah, yeah. We were on some list that, like, gets you in with a load of girls. So you basically share your tables with a load of girls.
Like the promoters?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Maybe, one of those things. So we were sharing this table with a load of girls, like...
And do you get free drink?
You get like 2 bottles of vodka or something.
Yes.
Scrapped.
Yeah.
And then I was buying all these cans and I checked my bank account the next day and I was like, what did
Why
we do?
How much?
It's like €95 for like 6 cans. Yeah.
Because the dollar is really bad at the moment.
2, 4, 6. Yeah. Yeah.
The euro.
The exact same.
Yeah.
It's the exact same. So yeah, the money that was spent over there. Womp womp.
America's expense.
Fuck me. Everything.
And then everything. 20% tip for everything too.
I don't understand that. I just kept passing the bill to the girls. I was like, will you write that? Yeah. I don't know how. I don't know what to be writing.
You basically just add on 20%.
Is it?
Yeah. But it's just a lot.
But you know what else is over there? Like, so there was this coffee place around the corner from Guiba's house. So, and I went around to it one morning. And like, you walk up to it. You order. The girl just puts it in.
I know, and it's a tip.
When it's red. And it says, will you tip?
I know.
For what?
I know.
What?
If they're really nice, I will tip. But if I
panic and get like, oh shit, I'll just press something. But no. I'm also like, you can feel when you say no tip, you can feel the vibe off them that they know you said no tip. Oh, 100%.
Well, I'll give them, I would tip them if they're nice. But if they're like, what's your order? Like, then I'm sorry.
But I also don't understand that. Like, if there's no, now, maybe this is just me being a bitch. If there's no extra service gone into something, why should you be entitled to give a tip?
I know. I think it's because their wage is so low. No, I know.
That's life. That's not my. Do you know what I mean?
But if they're I'm sorry, but like, I tip anyway at a restaurant, even if they're rude. But at something like that, would they not try and make an effort to be nice? To
That's what I mean. Like, if you...
Just like, some of them don't even say it.
Hey, hello.
They're
yeah,
just like...
Just be looking at
and
you.
And you're like... Hi.
I think the girl said there was a self-scanner one time and I asked, will you leave a tip? A self-scanner. Yeah. I can't remember where they said it was. I was like, he was our mess. And I just swear to God.
I don't get it.
No, I don't understand it at all.
They do get paid bad though. For some reason.
Why? Like?
So like apparently they have to rely on their tips. I think it's, obviously the standard over there is 20%. How can like, it be so different from everywhere else in the world? Everywhere else is about 10.
I just find the tipping culture over there mental. And they have no problem saying it to you if they're not happy with their tip.
Yeah, I've never,
which I think is so strange.
Has it happened to you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I left a tip in a restaurant and it wasn't enough apparently. And they came back over and said, sorry.
But like, is that not?
I'm like, hold on a minute. A tip is something I decide to do. It's not an entitlement.
It's not
thing.
Like,
mandatory. Is that the word? Yeah. It's not a mandatory thing. It should be something that like, not you have to work extra for, but also like if you think the service is good, the food is good, the people are nice, of course, yeah, no problem with that. But like to come over and complain that it's not enough, man.
Yeah, that's
now crazy. That was in that nurser fella's restaurant, you know, Salt Bay.
Salt Bay, yeah.
That was in his restaurant, and they came back over and they were like,
But can you imagine, like, say if a bill in that restaurant was like, I don't know, I'm guessing like for loads of people it was $1,000.
Mm.
Like, what's 20% of that? 200.
200.
The tip, like.
Yeah, but also over there, happy days. The whole way that you give your, you put your card in the.
Yeah, I think that's mad.
Flippy thing, you hand it off.
Yeah.
So if few of the people over there who are working in bars I was just chatting to him and I was like, but like, can you not just take that card, take a picture of the front and the back of it, and you have all their details?
You can.
I was also talking to someone else who said that they gave the card back to the person or whatever it was, and they wrote in their own tip. Yeah, so like that's a thing they can do as well. Do you know what I mean? So I think the whole card thing is...
Because you're already going to ring if you're from abroad, ring back me.
You're not going to... Yeah, you probably wouldn't even notice it, to be honest, if you're writing an extra tenner or whatever it was.
Well, in Nashville, all the tips didn't come out straight away because obviously the money comes out straight away and the tips after.
That's what keeps happening
to me
now.
Then I was in minus. Yeah. Revolut. Yeah. My Revolut was broke.
I keep seeing all these pending transactions for $80 and all. And I was like, girls, what? Because... we were splitting all our money and sorting everything out. And I was like, girls, what are all these pending things? So I was like, I reckon that's the tip. It comes out afterwards. I was like, for fuck's sake, it's so confusing. Like, don't understand it at all.
No.
But other than that, ball. Love it.
And you feel replenished.
Yes. I feel great.
Then speaking of summer.
Yeah.
It's your hot girl summer time.
Shocker.
Because, well, you didn't, like, you were... You're not single last summer, right?
Yeah. Well, up until like June or July, I think it was. May?
Yeah, my timeline's fucked up. Hang on.
May or June, I think, was the last time I was seeing someone.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So it stopped. Okay. So you did have it.
Yeah.
Do you think this year you feel more single? More happier?
Oh, yeah.
Like, good with, like,
You
have a, like, better.
Oh, yeah. Whatever happens, happens. Can't worry about shit anymore. Can't do it to myself.
No,
also, guys, I sound
like
I sound like I have two thumbs up my nose, and if you see me sipping on something, it's a lem sip.
No, you don't even sound bad, honestly.
I think I do because I can't really hear myself.
Yeah, it's in your head. You feel like it's all.
That's what I feel like.
I felt like that before. It's horrible.
But am I excited for Hot Girl Summer?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be good.
What do you think Hot Girl Summer is?
I think you can have a hot girl summer and be in a relationship.
I agree.
I don't think hot girl summer necessarily means that you're going to shagging left, right and centre and like going off the bleeding walls. Like,
no.
You can, it can physically be a hot girl summer. Do you know what I mean?
Healing girl summer.
Yeah.
Cool girl summer.
Cool girl.
Cool rock chick girl summer. Just do what you want.
Yeah. But I don't think hot girl should necessarily mean that you're single and being crazy.
No.
You can physically be hot, feel hot in yourself.
But you can also be crazy if you want.
Yeah, absolutely. You're entitled to that too.
Yeah.
It's absolutely allowed.
I love summer.
Yeah, you love summer.
Love. I just hate winter.
I love winter.
I'm just not happy in winter.
I love it.
I really don't like it.
Autumn, winter, my favourite time of year. Love when all the leaves start falling off the trees and all. It's real cozy.
All the leaves are brown.
And the sky is... Yes, love it.
No.
I just get panicked over clothes and shit for summer.
For summer?
Yeah.
Why?
Oh. Because I got to wear no clothes, like.
Well, we talked about that in the...
Yeah, in the other episode.
And people were saying that they, like...
Panic.
TikTok being like, they dread summer coming.
Because they know they're going to have to wear less clothes.
Yeah.
How scary is that?
I like wearing shorts, but because I have a... I think I have, like, an issue with wearing pants, like trousers.
Why?
I just don't like wearing them.
She doesn't like wearing clothes, guys.
I don't like... No, not for that reason, but, like, I just don't like the feeling of them on my body. Is that really weird?
No.
It just makes me feel sick.
Wearing trousers?
Yeah.
Do you? Mm-hmm. How about like leggings?
I don't really like that either.
So you just like your legs out all year?
Short, yeah. And it's not because I really like my legs, because I absolutely don't. But I just don't like wearing something.
No?
I would love to just rock around like nothing. I just don't like...
The feeling of it?
Yeah. And like, I can't even... I'm really worried actually. I don't put... So quirky. No, I don't put stuff.
She's
over.
So different.
I don't put stuff over my head.
I have
a phobia of that. I can't.
Well, I can't put something over my head if I've done my hair and makeup. I'll stand into it.
No, but even before, if it's a turtleneck, but if I can, I will stand into something.
Yeah, like that top today. Did you stand into
I
that?
I stood into this.
Yeah. Oh no! I put this now over my head because it's a bodysuit, and it's like
this is a bodysuit.
Mine's tight around my neck.
I stepped into it. Yeah, freaks me out. That's why I think I love summer so much.
No clothes.
Just not being in the nude.
In the raw.
Have you ever gone to a nudist beach?
I'd never say never.
I don't think I could.
I'd probably feel really uncomfortable.
I'd feel so uncomfortable.
I'd go maybe if I was the only person there and I knew I could be in my raw doing my tan.
Yeah, but imagine just everyone else looking at your bits.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I'd be that confident to do it.
I think when you go though, I don't think people to be looking like...
everyone goes there knowing what it is. Like,
but I would be like,
yeah, I'd be, what's going on?
Do you know when you can't, like, you shouldn't look at something, but you do?
Yeah.
Just because you're like, I'd be fascinated. So why is everyone in the nip? It's so, like, not normal.
So not normal, but it is normal.
But it's like, it's not what we ever used to, like, ever.
It's so wrong, but it's so right also because we're all naked. Like, we're all naked people.
Yeah,
like,
true. We're all born naked.
Yeah, isn't that really?
Would you get your boobs out at the beach? I think that even makes me a bit sick. Which is so funny because I literally wear things out that are covered just for my nipple.
But it's just that little bit of nipple coverage that I might get them out, but like lie on my front or something.
Oh, I'd do that. Yeah.
I wouldn't like just be sitting there like with them out. Mommy milkers. No. No, I think I'd be real like, ew.
Yeah, I'd feel like
a bit, look at me.
That awkward feeling in your belly, like the little...
If I caught somebody looking at me then, I'd be like, fuck off. Yeah, do you know what I mean?
What are you looking at?
Whereas I'm sitting, nipple. Yeah, I'm sitting there with my boobs out. I don't know. Yeah. I think
oh my God, me and Quiva were sitting in Central Park before and there was a guy. I think he was wearing a G-string.
What?
And he just got off his bike. You know, he was wearing a G-string, which is fine. That's fine. But
just a G-string?
Yeah, but then we were sunbathing and we were happened to be on our stomachs and we look up and we just see his balls.
In our, standing
in our face. No, lying. Lying down. But it was like he was lying face, like so we would see.
Oh, no.
We just felt it. And I'm pretty sure it was like a luminous G-string or something like that.
Well, I was just thinking Borat in my head wearing that swimsuit thing.
That, yeah.
Stop it.
I felt violated just to even see it. I'm like, that was giving flasher. Like,
yeah.
No one wants to see that.
And why is it so close to us as well? Like?
Yeah, it was too close for comfort. There was so much other space in the green.
Yeah. Is that right in front of you?
Yeah.
No.
Couldn't fucking stop.
Have you ever failed a hot girl summer?
Yeah.
Did you fail when you got back with Jano? No, when did you get back with Jano again?
No, we got back in January. No, actually, I haven't failed.
Success!
Oh, actually, I did. Well, I was like 19 or 18. No, 18.
Yeah.
When I got my second ex, it was just the start of summer. And I was going to Magaluf. Had it booked and then met him.
Oh.
Yeah. But then, like, it was grand. We were only, like, seeing each other for a few months and all, and then we got together. So I still kind of got to.
Kind of experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, Shagaloof.
Shagaloof. I've never been.
Yeah, it's not.
Don't think it would be for me.
It actually was good.
Was it?
Yeah. But, like, I basically was in a rello over there, like. Remember just being on the balcony and seeing him just walk in the hotel with a big, massive thing of vodka. I was like, Christ.
Oh, help me. Like, no.
But that was the only time, I'd say. Have you?
No.
But then again, I'm like, you can still do hot girl summer either way.
Yeah.
I think the only time you can't is if you're like feeling, if you have a summer where you're like with the wrong person.
Yeah, true.
Not someone who makes you feel like
shit
or like, yeah, isn't nice.
Mm.
Then it's not given. Because when you're like not happy up here, do you ever get
it
that?
It shows.
You know that feeling like when you're with someone and it's just like, you just feel horrible, like rotten.
Your body nearly tells you this is
your
wrong.
Your body literally is like
screaming at you.
Yes. Mm. Like,
yeah, it's not good.
Rashes.
Seriously.
And the fucking rest.
Mm-mm.
Do you think this, what are changes you'll make this summer compared to last?
Me?
For your hot girl summer, yeah. This is your hot girl summer 2.0.
This is my third single summer, I think, is it?
Third?
Yeah. Yeah, 22, 23 and 24. This will be my third.
Oh, yeah, because I'm... Yeah. 3.0.
Yay!
Best one, yes. I think you're in a better...
headspace.
Yeah.
Yeah, so am I.
Where you're just like, fuck it. Like,
I don't... Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't keep caring anymore about shit that I used to care about. Do you know what I mean? No, I'm looking forward.
And you're very open to new connections.
Yes.
And just having a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it'll be good.
Yeah.
Whatever way it happens and...
What do you think?
Just going with the flow. I just want to go on loads of holidays.
Yeah.
I just want one of those kind of summers where I just always have something to be looking forward to.
No. I have nothing really... Well, not in July. There's nothing.
Where are we going, girl?
I would like to go to New York at some point.
I was going to go in July.
July or August, I don't know.
I swear to God, I was like, I'll be back in July.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should go away in July. I also want to book something for like September-ish time.
Mm. I'd love to go that's somewhere nice tropical.
Time. I want to go somewhere I've never been before.
Yeah, oh my God, look at this.
Somewhere on my list.
Guys, French Polynesia is, okay, this I need to that? Go. It's, I actually don't know where it is. I think it's Bora Bora.
Remember everyone was going apeshit, excuse me, crazy for the place in Italy where everyone was getting married, the Amalfi Coast, wasn't it?
Yeah, everyone was there last year.
And then I saw it was a TikTok of it being like, it's actually not that good. Like the pictures, yeah, it's beautiful, but like, I hate when you get let down.
It's always like Instagrammable places, yeah. Isn't it? This is it, right? And even the sound of it's like, I've crossed the horizons to find you.
One of those.
Hang on.
I know your name.
And it's amazing. I get to swim with whales.
Is it in France?
No. I think it's Bora Bora. Oh, here.
What's called French Polynesian? Horizon to find you.
I feel really emotional watching it. I had to.
Wow.
I just love whales.
I'm terrified of them. That looks beautiful.
I'm actually tearing up looking at the doll.
Girl.
It's so nice.
Oh my God, I'd love to go there.
Yeah, it looks really nice. I think it's
$4 million.
Do you reckon?
Easy.
I don't know.
That's giving the Maldives.
Yeah. Maldives actually isn't as bad as you think it is.
Isn't it?
I looked it up and I think like there's different. So the Maldives is a collection of like.
Loads of islands.
Pretty sure it's like hundreds of islands. There's ones that are like bougie AF, but then there's actually ones that aren't that bad.
Really?
No. But also, you're kind of, when you're there, there's not much on the island, so you're kind of stuck buying everything in the hotel. I like when a hotel has a place for a little shop that you can buy snacks in. I don't like being stuck just to hotel food. Like,
yeah, you need to have a variety of.
I just need a snack.
Yeah. Snacks and bits and bobs.
Yeah.
Like to be able to leave a hotel and like.
Yeah.
Go to a little corner store.
Yeah, venture out a little bit. Like,
we'll get something booked.
Yeah, we have to. Any tips for hot girl summer? I'm trying to think when I was back in my
back
day.
Back in your day, girl.
It was 2 years ago, is it now? 2 summers ago. Yeah.
Yeah, we were single the same summer. We became single the same summer.
No.
It was.
Mm. Yeah, because it, yeah, okay, yeah. I think. Just being your best self.
just be,
doing things for yourself.
Yeah.
Just be yourself. Like, when it gets to summer, I think there's a lot of stress of, like, you need to look a certain way or, like, you need to be that now. But, like, you have to just be like, right, I didn't start exercising in 2015. Shit. I'll deal with it. Like, because we all, in an ideal world, would like to start exercising in September and be shredded by Ibiza in June, but like it's just not and like don't beat yourself up over that. Don't waste precious memories, good times with your friends over worrying what you look like. Mm. It's much easier said than done.
Yeah.
But try think like that of like in a few years' time, like no one will ever think about she looks really skinny on the holiday.
Yeah, think
like we had so much fun on the holiday. Like
think of how you look back at pictures of you when you were like in your early 20s or teens or whatever, and you're like, oh my God, I look gorgeous. You're going to look back at how you are now and feel like that. It's just in the moment you don't.
Yeah.
So
mean, isn't it, of ourselves?
Yeah, and in the nicest way possible, no one really cares what you look like. They don't. Like, in the nicest way, and this, I always have to remind myself this, in the nicest way, and think of it in a really positive way, no one cares about you.
No.
But in a good way.
But you.
Yeah, like, not enough to worry about how you look or what size you're wearing or like, do you know what I mean?
No. It's called the spotlight effect. So like you are in your own spotlight because it's you and your brain. But like no one else has you as a spotlight.
No,
they have themselves.
Mm.
They're probably worrying about what they look like or this is hanging out, this is this. Like it's fine.
Mm.
Honestly.
I think we all have
things that we would rather not be there. But by the time summer comes around.
Come here. Just what can you do? Just have so much fun. Summer's so fun.
Yeah.
Like
Summer should be for making memories rather than being afraid of of things. And I think also like I feel like I've only recently found out how to look like what clothes look best for me.
Really?
Yeah, like maybe in the last year or something. Like I know what
I still don't
what things I put on. I'm like I don't even like this on myself. Like,
yeah,
do you know what I mean? I'm not fully there, but like some things I've bought in the past and it comes. I'm like, why do I think this would look nice?
Why
so now I know before I buy it, I'm like actually. That looks nice than someone who has like a no boobs or something. Like sometimes stuff comes and I just look
It makes him look more like a hoe sometimes.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Well, sometimes hoe okay.
Sometimes hoe okay, but like sometimes I rather, I wish I could just take them off and set them aside and put them back
put
on.
Them down for a few minutes and then put them back on.
Just little Chick-fil-A's.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Because sometimes outfits are nicer, I think, with no boob.
Yeah, because sometimes I'll buy something real cute and dainty and like it actually makes me look frumpy because it's like
boobs.
The boobs.
Yeah.
Or I don't really like strapless items on me.
I love a strapless.
Do you?
Yeah.
Not
but
really
I don't know if it's doing anything, I'll just wear it anyway.
Like sometimes I do, but I just feel like, I don't know.
Like I love a bandeau and a long skirt kind of thing.
You love a long
skirt. Love a long skirt.
I love the pink one you wore in Vegas, I was going to say Miami.
Which?
The pink.
Dress?
Yeah. Mm. Was it a dress or a two-piece?
It's dress.
Oh.
It was just boned. The corset part of it was boned, so I think it kind of looked like it was a two-piece.
Oh, wait, maybe it's the red one I'm thinking of. Is that a two-piece?
That was a two-piece.
That was fab. Very nice. You do love a long skirt.
I do. Oh, I don't. I like everything we wore in Miami was long.
Yeah, I need short because I need the legs out. I can't breathe.
I'd like to cover my legs more. Like, even with bikinis and stuff, I like wearing, like...
You like a long...
A long cover-up.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Just put me in a wetsuit, like.
I think just... But finding, even for hawker or somewhere, like, finding things that you feel
suit
the
you.
Best you can in. Like, say if you're not feeling great when someone comes around, think about, right, what... Do I like about myself? Like, what can I get that emphasizes that? Or like, what color do I love myself? Like little things like that, and just putting out a bit extra effort with things like that instead, and then you feel
it can change your mood drastically.
Even if you're not feeling great about your body, if you have a cute outfit on,
you feel good.
You feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
if you look good, you feel good, and I truly believe that.
And then packing for summer, for your hot girl summer, bring.
It's so hard to pack.
I know, but I'm trying to think of stuff that like. Let me check my packing list.
Hey, packing.
I'm really good at packing now.
Are you?
Yeah. Okay. An anklet. I have it written in capital letters on my thing. I think
an anklet
is so nice.
So dainty.
So cute.
Yeah.
Anklet.
An anklet with a French tiptoe. Oh.
Just dainty.
Love a little toe ring, actually. Not that you wear them, but a toe ring. So cute.
That's nice.
So cute.
Okay, toe ring going on the list.
Toe ring.
Then I have a digital camera on the thing. I love digital cameras.
You love a digital.
You can literally get them for like dirt cheap. I've got mine on like eBay and adverts and all.
Have you?
I've nearly contemplated meeting up with random people from the internet to get them. I was like, no.
Please don't do that.
I'll just get shipped.
Yeah.
Hair mask is always good. I forget about this, but like I feel like on holiday your hair gets dry.
And also good for a slick back.
Yeah.
Hair mask.
Oh my god, Lash Smooth Company. Have you tried it yet?
No, not yet. I'm dying to try it.
Have it
Umbrella?
How about me now? It is the best, and also
I'm trying to smell it.
It is. I will literally die on this hill. It is the best hair cream or gel I've ever used.
Is it?
Like basically,
does it go crispy?
No, like feel
flaky.
My head. No,
let me
like
feel your head.
And it feels like so. Basically, my hotel had no conditioner, and I was like, fuck. So I had this in my hair, and I jumped in the sea first of all. And then I got out of the sea and I was brushing my hair and I was like, what? I can literally put my hands through and it's not even, don't have to see your hair if it's like shit.
Yeah.
My hair was like silk.
So it's like, not what? Like gel.
It's no, like it's a mix between a mask and a gel.
Wow.
And then, so then I was like, what the fuck? And then I washed my hair, shampooed, no conditioner, and my hair was still soft. And usually my hair is like crispy after no conditioner because obviously I need it.
Yeah. No, dying to try really that good. Now.
Then
that's a good one.
Also, I'd recommend trying to plan your hairs to your outfits. Sounds a bit dramatic, but like, at least then you have all your bits with you.
Yeah, so for like me with the clip-ins, I had to plan when I was wearing my hair down.
Yeah.
So I knew when I'd need my clip-ins.
Or what to bring.
Or when you're scraping it back. Yeah. And you need all your extra bits to go along with them.
Deodorant.
Deo for the BO.
Oh, I think also the... Any kind of body glow.
Oh.
Makes you feel 10% hot.
Have you seen the new one in Penny's? I'm dying to try it.
I have the Patrick Ta one. I want to try the Penny's one.
Yeah, I want to try the Penny's one. I put the Patrick Ta one on you before.
Mm. Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Dying to try the Penny's one. Saw that.
Seen on Leah.
Yeah.
Gorgeous on her. That it looks like an exact tube. Like,
does it?
Yeah. The one in the tub.
Yeah.
That one. Yeah, really good.
Done.
That will just make you feel like more summer vibes.
Glowy.
Mm. And then jewellery.
Yeah.
I feel like people forget about this, and I do too sometimes. Sometimes I forget the whole jewelry bag.
Just don't bring the whole thing.
Just a few little bits, off anywhere. It can
zhuzh up an outfit.
Yeah.
It can bring something from 0 to 10.
To 10. And also just plan your outfits in general, because then you overpack.
Yeah. Because that was never me. Do it.
Yeah.
Never. I didn't wear 80% of the stuff I brought with me, I'd say. There are so many outfits.
Why?
In
would
my
you
suit.
Just rewear stuff? No, you didn't even. Oh, you brought too much.
I brought two suitcases.
Nice. It's good to have options. If you can, it's good to have options.
I brought like 50 kg with me. Where was I going? I had 90 or something to bring me. I was like, what do you expect me to bring? But then I got questioned in the airport because he was like, why have you got two suitcases checked on? I was like, because I have stuff.
Because I need them.
Yeah. He's like, what stuff? I was like, clothes, makeup, jewelry. I was like, I felt like saying, I really don't know what you want me to say here.
I know.
Illegal thing.
You know, yeah. Two suitcases? How dare you? Fuck off. You try fit all that in a 120 kg and come back to me then. Not happening.
It is hard.
Well, I need to start planning things more in advance, actually.
Yeah, it is good. And packing cubes.
Yeah.
We always say from Penny's.
Yeah.
They're the best. I don't know what heads turn into shopping list, but
anyway.
Hot girl summer rules are
make it your best summer yet.
Yeah.
Look after yourself. Put yourself first. Don't be focusing on what, because I've done it in past summers, not going to lie. Don't be focusing on other people and going away with their fellas and thinking that that's all that summer is. And like, don't go into a hot girl summer thinking you're alone. Think that's the opposite, girl.
There's a lot of hot girls going around.
It's the opposite. You can do what you want to do. But you can also be in a relo and have your hot girl summer too. Because you're going to have hot girl summer. But just on a different level, I'm going to have a hot girl somewhere. You're going to be the hot girl and I'm going to be the hot girl.
Yes. What else? So be your best version of yourself. Be kind to yourself.
Yeah.
Always. I don't know why I'm helping.
Beautiful.
Kind to yourself. Just
wear your SPF.
And wear your SPF. Be kind. Just be like, hype yourself up. Talk to yourself like you would your friend.
Yeah.
Take loads of pics.
Yeah.
And put them up. Even if you don't put them up, just take the pictures. Have them as memories.
Love a dump.
Even if you say, oh, I don't like myself today. Like, sorry.
You will
one
want
day,
to look back at that.
You just
want
to have it as a memory. Yep. Just to have it there and you can be happy that you did it and just be happy you have the memories.
Yeah.
Hot girl summer.
We're going to make this one good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it's good. I feel like summer's nearly over though. It's kind of stressing me out.
No.
Do you not?
It's good.
I feel like I'm stressed out. Like, I feel like I can't breathe.
Oh. Don't worry. That's just so
but
hot.
Water. You know, water I feel like is underrated.
War?
Yeah.
Don't drink enough water at all.
I think when I don't drink enough water, I can tell my under eyes, like, and my anywhere that I have a wrinkle will, like, wrinkle more.
I could go a day without drinking a glass of water. Easy.
I would drink, I'm like a hose.
No.
I love it.
Something wrong with me. I'm like the granny in SpongeBob.
Seeks from the Stalls, we always want to help you with any dilemmas you might have and give you advice, kind of like the conversation you have. We've kind of based it on like the conversations with the girls in the bathroom where you literally spill everything and basically just get the real talk. You get the cutthroat advice. This segment is called Seeks from the Stalls, and because we took a break, we're going to start fresh with our dilemmas. If you have a brand new dilemma, you can send it to your email address, which is holdmydrink@goloudnow.com. We have an update.
Woohoo!
So we get updates in. You can send yours in. If we give you advice, you can tell us if we helped you, or even if we didn't, you can still tell us. Or if you didn't take our advice and you went with your own thing, that's fine.
Yeah, if you went with your gut.
We don't judge. But this is the update.
I love updates so much.
Hi, birds. I sent this dilemma in July 2022. I've been in a relationship for nearly 8 months and he really tried to get along with my best friend of 2 years, but our relationship wasn't exactly all sunshine and rainbows. My best friend of him... Oh, she sent a dilemma in 2022.
Jesus.
Oh, I didn't cop that. So 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So did we read this out 2 years ago? Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sorry, I'll start this again. Okay. Hi, birds. I sent this dilemma in July 2022. I've been in a relationship for nearly 8 months and he really tried to get along with my best friend of 2 years, but our relationship hasn't exactly been all sunshine and rainbows. My best friend and him hate each other, no exaggeration. However, she makes her views very obvious and continually tells me how I'm not too good for him. I shouldn't be with him and loads of other horrible things to the point where I'm trying to drift away from her because I appreciate she wants the best for me, but it gets me down and almost angers me because it's my relationship and it feels like she's trying to pressure me into breaking up with him. I feel awful trying to deliberately drift away from her, but I just can't take all the nasty things she says about someone who I care about and I love so much. Please help. Am I being an awful friend doing this, or should I cut the negativity and toxicity off? So update time. 2 years later, I'm scared. I broke up with him in this September, but then we got back together before breaking up for the final time in January 2023. This was definitely the best decision for us as I needed time to heal from everything that's happened in the relationship. I was living my best single girl life and focusing on myself and loving myself again. Fast forward to March 2023 and I meet a guy on a uni trip and we hit it off instantly. Spoiler alert, as I'm writing this, it is our 1 year anniversary tomorrow.
Aww.
He's the most amazing and incredible man I've ever met. More amazing than I could have ever dreamt of. He truly is my angel, man. I finished uni in June 2023 and haven't spoken to his friend since, as the negativity continued even after the relationship ended. I just wanted to send in this update to show all girls who are in relationships or friendships, knowing deep down they aren't the one around healthy, that the hardest part is leaving or cutting the negativity out of your life. But once you're free of it, it's like the weight of the world is lifted off your chest and the right one for you and your true bestie is out there.
That's adorable.
That's so nice.
Oh, so they had their 1 year anniversary, you know.
So cute. Oh, I kind of love how, I don't love, but like that, it both of us ended.
Yeah.
But I'm happy, but like, yeah. Because it just shows that like the friend wasn't actually even, the boyfriend wasn't even the issue with the friend. The friend was just negative in general.
Yeah, in her life.
Aww.
Aww. Happy for you, girl.
That's so true. The hardest part is the start of leaving it.
Right, we get into this week's dilemmas.
Yes.
Okay, so the first one is, so it's, hi girls, love you in the podcast so much. I'm currently going through a good terms breakup. We were going to be long distance for just under 2 years due to college. For parts of this, we would be in different countries, and then in Ireland, we live 2.5 hours apart. We used to always be able to see each other in college, but now that it's summer, I have Erasmus coming up and he has placement coming up. It'll be January 2026 until we were in the same place again. We mutually decided that due to bad communication skills over the phone, anxiety over each other being in new places, and the challenge of rarely being able to see each other, that it was best to part ways before things potentially got worse. How do you deal with this? He also has a few internal issues with himself that he wants to work on, as he feels he's not giving me everything I deserve, which I do agree with, but it's just hard to accept everything we've done over the last year and a half we've been together. We'll just be with someone I won't associate with every day. We did long distance last summer and managed fine because we knew we'd be back together in September, but this time it's different. Is no contact the best option, or do you try to stay friends, or will this just hurt me more? Thank you so much, girls. Like, do you only go no contact when something bad happens? How do you know when to do no contact? Because, like, if you are on good terms, you know that realistically it's not going to work out for us. Like, we won't be in the same place till 2026. Okay, best thing to do is to just leave it. Do you stay in touch? Is there a point?
I know.
What do you talk about? Like, what's the purpose of staying in touch? I mean, are you just clinging on to something? Is that going to stop you from
moving on?
Yeah.
Stop one ears from moving on.
Yeah. Always being in touch with an ex is,
I think,
holding you back. Like,
yeah, I don't know. But then again, I know some people that have done it, but it only works then. It kind of gets a bit sour. After, not sour, but like stuff changes, yeah, then course. When they get a new partner.
I think you'd end up if you did stay in contact with each other, you are going to end up eventually hating each other.
Terms. Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Whereas if you just leave it as no contact, or not necessarily on bad terms, or not on great terms, or you're speaking every day.
Yeah.
You don't hate each other, but I think staying in touch is just never, ever going
to
work.
Do you reckon some people are real mature though and able to do it?
Absolutely not. I just can't see it ever working. So what, you stay in touch with an ex? What happens when, like you said, one of them gets in a relationship?
You'd have to just not, like...
Then what?
If you had no feelings for them, that might work. But if you still have feelings there and...
But I think if you're staying in touch, you're showing that you still have feelings.
But not necessarily, because you might just care about them as a person and be like, you miss them and you want them in your life. But then it's like, you can't really have the best of both worlds sometimes. Where, like, you can't break up someone but also still want them in your life.
True.
You can't. So, no, you can't.
So you think if you stay in touch with an ex,
someone might get hurt. That's all I'd be worried about.
Yeah. Oh, and what, do you need to both agree, like, listen, we know we're never going to get back together.
I know.
So let's just keep talking. But it's kind of sad.
I know it is sad. What could, like... Could you have a thing where you don't have to text every day, but like you're able to check? Yeah.
Yeah.
How are things with you? Like,
what's up?
Because I think if you're texting more often, like even if it's a couple of times a week, you'll still have that attachment to them. And then if you find out they're gone elsewhere, something will hurt you.
Of course.
It's always going to hurt anyway.
Yeah, it's always going to sting.
But even more so if you're like, your body will instantly be like, well, I was only talking to him, how could he do it? You get what I mean?
You'll automatically blame him, whereas in his eyes, he might not see he's doing nothing wrong.
Yeah. I think for your own healing, try doing no contact. So, yeah. Like, I don't think I know anyone that's ever successfully done it, including myself.
No, I haven't either.
It's so hard.
Yeah.
Because you're just so, and like, it's so easy, and you're like, oh, I'll just send the chat, and like, one drink in, you're like, fuck, I'll just say it. Like, so it's, we can sit here and say that, but you're probably realistically going to text. But I think, well, like we said, check-ins, if you're going to do anything, just have it be really, like, not, like, civil chat, not getting too deep into things. Just,
and make sure it's mutual, maybe.
Yeah, that you both feel the same. But
what if he doesn't want to keep in touch? Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
And then as well, it will hurt you if he starts to distance himself for whatever reason, if he doesn't want it anymore, like, you'll kind of have to break up. It's like dragging out the breakup a little bit.
It's going to happen eventually.
Yeah.
You're just holding on and waiting for it to nearly happen. You know, it's coming, but you don't want to feel that yet.
Like, if he got a new partner, would she be happy with him being in contact with his ex?
God, no.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
I think for your own sake, attempt no contact. Attempt.
Yeah, to nip it in the bud.
Yeah.
Because
you'll
save yourself a lot of pain maybe in the future.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, phone a friend is where we actually ask the listeners for the advice. So these get sent into our email address, which is homewaredrink@golownnow.com. And then on Instagram, we put it up and we ask our followers to offer their advice. So this is the dilemma that we ask for advice from. So it says, hi girls, I have a friend who I'll call Emma for the story. Emma and I met in college and became really close friends. We went on a girls' holiday together and met up a lot. Emma got a girlfriend 2 years ago and since then has massively pulled back. She completely stopped making an effort to meet up and would show up to things hungover, not really interested. I made a huge effort with her about 6 months ago and even told her I was tired of always making the effort and that she needed to step up. She hasn't, and since then I've stopped trying. A few weeks ago, someone really close to me passed away. I had my close friend's story and she saw it but never texted me. I don't think I deserve to be treated like this and I want to let her know how much she hurt me and that I don't consider us friends anymore, should I? And this is what our followers have been saying. Someone said, I had such a similar experience with my best friend getting a girlfriend and made no effort whatsoever afterwards. From my experience, I just stopped making effort and pulled back 100% because why would you put effort into someone who's giving you nothing back? You deserve more than that girl, plenty more friends to spend your time with and pour your love into because you'll end up hurting yourself otherwise.
Aww. I like that one.
Yeah, same.
Friend breakups are harder than relationship breakups. She has already made it clear she's not your friend. You just want closure you probably won't get. Self-preserve and know your worth. Block and delete. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you don't really need the answers. Like, no. They're not going to be the answers you want.
No.
You want to believe they're what you want, but they're not going to be.
Yeah. And if someone doesn't care, then you can't make them care either, which is sad, but that's a pest, not a friend.
She's
a pest. I love that. She's only thinking of her. The best thing to do is just move on and block her.
Emma. Her. Jesus. Emma is definitely going through more than you think. She's sad over the loss of the relationship.
Of the friendship. Yeah, but I think, like, if the friendship isn't lost, it's not like she's stopped doing things with her. She's making more of an effort.
Yeah.
Do you think some people just get annoyed when you get into a relationship like that? I mean, like, oh, maybe like,
how could you be salty?
Maybe she's jealous of, like, she's not going to spend all her time with her.
Yeah.
But like then she's pulling back and it's making it worse. She's actually causing the divide. Write her a letter starting with how you feel and what you'd like to say to her. If you still feel like you need the closure, or let her know how it's made you feel, give her the letter or text her it. Sometimes just writing down how you feel can get off her chest, but letting her know how you feel will either make or break the friendship. In saying that, in my opinion, she's not a friend to you. That's really good advice.
Really?
Sometimes when you write out something, it's like, oh, I feel like that.
Terribly.
Like, yeah.
People get sucked into relationships. She'll come running back when she needs you. She's not a true friend.
Okay.
The opinions.
Oh, wait, sorry. I always get mixed up. So Emma's the one in the relationship.
Yeah, I think so. Is she?
Oh, sorry. I thought the girl writing in had a boy. Okay, sorry. Got a girlfriend.
Emma's the fake friend.
Right. Yeah. Sorry.
Well, that's her fake name. Like.
Okay. Yeah, that one's true then.
Definitely. Yeah.
People got sucked in.
Yeah.
Cut her out. The fact she didn't text you when someone close to you died says everything about her. Everything you need to know about her. It's tough now, but I think it's as a blessing in disguise. And if you want, send her a final text explaining how you feel with the situation. Hope you're okay. Yeah, I think that's the worst part of it. The not texting when someone passed.
Yeah, not saying anything.
Sorry, it takes 2 seconds to text someone.
That's it.
Literally 2 seconds. And yeah, like I said, you can't make someone care. No. And if that's her literally showing how she feels about someone, that's not. It's not really a friend. And is that the kind of friend you want to have? But I think, do you think she should tell her if she's how much she's hurt her? Just
I don't think she's going to get the closure she wants, to be honest. Yet. Okay. I think it's something that you are just going to have to
write in a letter.
Yeah, like to deal yourself. With yourself. Yeah. Like yeah. Don't push it down, but don't expect her to resolve it. Like you can't go to the same place that hurt you looking for it to fix you. It doesn't work.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And with that, we'll move on. So send your dilemmas into homeordrink@growloudnow.com if you have any kind of dilemmas at all. And if you want to be featured for phone a friend, put that in the subject line of the email. Peak and bleak of the week.
Peak and bleak of the week. Girl, I feel so drowsy.
Do you?
I actually feel drunk, like.
It's a lem sip, girl.
I've had 3 of them. Lem-sip, it's half 2. Do they?
Yeah.
I've had 3 of them. I feel so drowsy. I was sitting there a minute ago, like, and I was like trying to open my eyes, and then I was like, fuck, I'm on camera, and I'm just sitting here like this trying to keep my eyes open. Yeah. Are they drowsy? I don't know if they are or not.
Oh, not no. Drowsy.
It's only paracetamol.
I'd say you're just jet lagged. Because even though you got a good sleep, your body's still
I only slept for 5 hours last night.
Oh, I thought you got 12 hours.
No, 5.
Oh.
Ta-da!
Great. Well, that can be your bleak then. So peak and bleak is already one. Positive one, negative week. So that's your bleak there. Not
bleak
feeling well.
How my face feels. What's yours?
Yeah, my bleak is. Oh, I had my plane journey last night. I actually didn't talk about Ibiza.
Fuck yeah!
I'll talk about it next week.
What?
My plane
Selfish
journey.
Me talking about my making it all about me.
My flight was kind of. I just didn't like how a nighttime flight. It was so black outside. It kind of freaked me out, and I pride myself in being a good flyer now, but I felt disappointed in myself because I felt a bit nervous.
Did you?
Yeah.
Don't feel disappointed in it. It's allowed, though.
I know.
Because you're going to experience different feelings, isn't it?
I just don't like... It sounds so stupid, but once I can see a light, I'm fine. But if I'm just
in
looking
nothing.
Out and there's no... That really makes me feel sick.
Mm. You're just flying through a abyss, like...
Yeah, I'm like, where... I could be in space
you
and no one would even know.
Anywhere.
And I don't like when I'm... I don't feel connected to the ground, like I don't have internet. That's nothing to do with having internet. It's just that I want to be, like...
connected to something.
Because I remember the first time I got Wi-Fi on a plane, I felt so... I was like, oh my God, I can just chat to...
Yeah, it's the weirdest thing ever.
Something makes you feel better about chatting to someone on the ground.
You feel more relaxed, like...
Yeah, yeah. You're like, oh, I'm all right, like...
Mm. Did you get one of the new Ryanair cocktails?
I was going to get it on the way, and I'd seen someone else had put it up before, I think... No, oh yeah, I'd seen it on TikTok,
what?
And then Marty put it up as well.
You just make it.
And I go, stand out, he goes, that looks lovely. I go, stand out, with a legit DIY.
Is
they
it?
They literally give you, like, it says,
is it Jameson orange juice and
there's a few of them. You see them on the picture, they looked like crispy in a glass, and then you get like a little
plastic
cup that you piss in the hospital.
Yeah.
And then
you're DIY. Jameson orange juice and 7-Up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you just make it.
DIY.
Probably don't even get ice.
No, the measure's like... How are you supposed to know how much to put in?
No, they just get... Oh,
and also, nothing fits in them cups. Not one thing.
It's a cocktail.
It's literally one of them party cups. That you what's your bleak? Or sorry, peak.
Peak of the week. I'm going to London this weekend.
Oh, yes.
Looking forward to that.
Lovely. That'll be nice. Hey, can you say what it's for?
I'm going pennies.
For Risha.
Go to Risha.
Tell her I was asking.
I was looking up the lineup of this festival. It's like a pop festival.
Oh.
So it's like Rita Ora and then it's Nelly Furtado. But she's obviously doing Forbidden
Fruit. She's doing Forbidden Fruit. She's going to be
the day after. Yeah.
Yeah.
And guess who else is going to be there? JoJo Siwa.
No. Karma's a bitch.
I'm going to lose it. I swear to God, JoJo Siwa. I was like, what?
You have to watch her. You have to go.
I have to
go. Oh my God, that's so funny.
Yeah, so Looking forward to that.
My peak is Forbidden Fruit.
Yeah, I saw a video of someone
weather's
playing.
Weather's actually unreal.
I know. I saw a video of someone playing last night and I was like, oh, it was some DJ.
That's playing after Forbidden Fruit?
Yeah. I knew the song, but... Oh. Is it Bicep?
Could have been Bicep.
I was like, I'm going to have FOMO.
The Sunday looks, the lineup looks really good.
Who's on Sunday?
Nelly Furtado.
Yeah.
There's a few other good people. Bicep Saturday.
Is it? Mm. Are you going both days?
I think so.
Yeah.
Definitely Sunday anyway. For Saturday, I'm still pending, but...
There's nothing like an Irish festival when the weather's good.
Irish festival and Kira's home.
Yeah, when the weather's good.
Oh, yeah. It's actually, I think it's just me and Kira on Sunday going. Two of us. But Kira's been away the last few summers. Oh, yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
But, yeah, actually, I think they're Kira's boyfriend and stuff. But,
that'd be a bit.
Kira's been home in a few summers, so it's her first Irish festival again.
She was always like me this morning. She was like, I just want everyone to come home now.
I know.
It's like, yeah, that would be great.
I know. Please, God.
One day.
Queven's know you will by the end of the year.
One day. Please, God. Yeah, they will.
That's us for this week, guys. Thank you so much for listening.
Sorry for being sick and sounding like this.
No, honestly, I'll tell you, don't sound bad. It's because it's in your head and your ears are all clogged.
Guys, I promise I'm not drunk. I'm actually allergic to the drink this week, so I swear I'm not drunk. That's literally lemsip.
No, you don't seem drunk, though.
When someone looks back at the clips, I'm facing away from you and I'm like this, trying to open my eyes. I just had a sudden
it's
urge.
It's going to be on TikTok.
After
strung out.
Strung out something. For fuck's sake.
Thanks so much for listening. You can go back to listen to our bonus episode as well from Monday. Home I Drink Extra Juice. Make sure to listen back to that. And there's a new one coming up next Monday. Don't forget you can now watch us on YouTube as well. So full video is released every Thursday at 12. And you can watch us sitting on the couch with our two leopards.
Leopard babies.
Make sure to like, rate and subscribe to the podcast and we love you.
Also, quick one, if you have any guests you want to see on,
yeah,
please do let us know. We have obviously a few in our minds, but we obviously want to bring you a guest that you want to see as well. Yeah. So any suggestions?
Always welcome.
Let us know.
We love you.
We love you loads.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
This is an advertisement from BetterHelp Therapy Online.
It's Charlene and Ellie here from the Home I Drink podcast, and sometimes we tend to compare our lives to others.
I know social media definitely does that for me. You also hear the phrase, comparison is the thief of joy, and it is so true. Therapy can help you focus on what you want instead of what others have, so you can start living your best life.
I don't know how many times I've said therapy on this podcast.
Yes.
I literally, every dilemma comes in. There's nothing that you can't go to therapy for. Like, it just can help every problem you have.
There's no specific one thing that you have to go for.
Yeah, and I think people think you only have to go for like these huge dramatic things in your life, but it can be just comparing yourself online.
True.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a registered therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
With over 1,000 therapists in the UK already, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise in mental health. Our listeners can get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/HMD. That's betterhelp.com/HMD.